listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill 90.7 FM.
The UK duo 6 and 8 applies a formula of lush atmospherics and throaty poetry that adds up to a provocative mix. And we'll hear a track on the next Deep Threes. Plus, music from the Torque Trio, Art Sonic, and Red Dawn. Deep Threes, where will the music take you?
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, FET Press.
Okay, that's cool. Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're in the midst of a lot of things. So I really appreciate you taking a moment to sit down and chat with me.
Well, it's more than a privilege and an honor. It's just like when you're serving the humanities. You hear me all right? Yeah, when we are serving the humanities, we have to look at it as that. We get up and we render services to those unknown ears, because it's not all the time we know who we're speaking to. And it's sometimes it's just by chance they tune in.
You've tuned in to Ginger Radio Hour on WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. I'm live in the studio this morning. I'm Justin. That was Lonnie Hawley. Today, I'm going to reintroduce you to Lonnie Hawley. Last Ginger Radio Hour, I featured part of an interview I did with him last month before he played in Saugerties. Today, much more from that interview. And the world premiere of a Lonnie Hawley remix that my friend Manny made. That's coming up later in the show. But throughout the first half, at least, I'm going to be playing short excerpts of Lonnie Hawley telling me all about his life and his art and his music. If you weren't here last time, Lonnie Hawley is a musician and an artist who's been making things for 50, 60 years now. And so let me jump right in to a little bit of his music, so that I can remind you of the power of Lonnie Hawley. As he said, tune in. Here we go.
Falling from the sky. I wanted to play. I wanted to play. I wanted to play. I'm a part of the wonder.
Lonnie Holly. The track, I'm a Part of the Wonder. So Lonnie and I had a chance to have a conversation a couple weeks ago before he played here in Saugerties. And actually, the day we spoke, it was a Saturday, a cold Saturday in January. He was in a hotel room in Boston getting ready for a show that night. He's on tour right now. He plays DC next week, and then he goes around the world. Australia, Europe. Just months of singing, rapping, playing. All in the guise of what he calls... Let's see, I want to get it right because I always get it wrong. What he calls improvisational creativity. I find Lonnie fascinating. I hope you do too. Part of today is a chance to play more from my conversation with Lonnie, but also to wish him a happy birthday and give him kind of a radio remix birthday. He turns 74 later this week. So let's hear more from Lonnie. I asked him, especially at this age, if he was on a mission. Here's what he said.
On a mission from death, I'm running ahead of death, sir. Death done tried to take me down so many times. Every time we go to sleep, it's hard for us to breathe now. This whole planet is got a cloud of death wrapped around it. We're trying to figure out the atmosphere. We're trying to figure out the ozone layer, how to patch it up, how to fix it, how to take that 144,000 elephant power and the 6 space shuttles that I recommended that be for the betterment of our climate control. I'm not kidding with you. I had thought it out all the way to the intenter, an antenna that can be stretched out as we move through the universe. It could be added on to an antenna-like tube that could be stretched to a far degree. And then you just, the only thing you do is the spiral wheel that will be turning. It's an easy goose-sawed wheel way up in the middle of the sky, middle of the sky, middle of, it's left up to me to create the wheel. I already created Ezekiel. That's my son. And it's for him to help you all understand the amount of words, the amount of number, the numerology, the letterology, the all the things that have to be put together to do what? And to keep us smithing. I call it thought smithing. Everything I do, it have to take me figuring it out, thought smithing it. I already done got up this morning and I was looking around and I said, okay, what do I have to deal with? And the first thing I did, I went out the hall to go get my breakfast this morning. And in Boston, it is raining. And guess what? The window pane was full of raindrops sliding down the window. I said, let me take a picture of this. Let that be the evidence of the teardrops unseen. We look out those windows every day, and it's not until a rainy day that we can see the formula of a teardrop. And that's called water.
Water.
Something else, and I got to sing here tonight. I got to move away from here and go on upstate New York, and I got to sing there. Like you say, you're on a mission, sir. But I'm not playing. I'm not interested in playing. You don't see me. The only thing you see me is wearing my little thing of ivory right here. I wear this. This is it. And whatever the jewelry that I wear, and that's because of getting a grip on something. I don't put calluses in my hand. I got a grip on that thing. Nothing ain't on this hand. And this is the hardest hand working in the arts of this millennium. The hardest working hand. But it's up to them to try to figure me out. And it's up to you to try to help them to figure it out. You I say, okay, I'll give Mr. Holly a chance to talk to you all. Are you ready? Are you listening? You remember the term, I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Do I not need to be in Jerusalem right now? Like John, out of the wilderness? Fresh out of the wilderness. Fresh off the landfill. fresh out of your trash, your garbage, your debris. Fresh out of your collapsing buildings from your bombs, bullets, and everything quaking and breaking and tearing apart. Straight out of your death zone. For a minute, somebody said you are one of the greatest protesters that ever lived. But I am sacrificing my time.
Well, people are listening.
I am sacrificing my time. I'm not. My thing is, I'm next month on the 10th, I'll be 74 years old. And I am, you become a victim of the deathly manner. So many have passed away in the midst of you. You get drained with the thought of what they're going to do. You be trying to figure out how can it be made better in the old folks' home. Not only in the old folks' home that they got their bed, they got their foodly manner and their drinks or whatever they need, but what about those that's laying on the side of the highways and roads and streets and in the alleys and wherever they can lay their head? And it's not easy. Even if you don't have a camper tent, it's not easy laying down on that hard ground, especially if it's a stony, rocky ground. It's not easy being homeless. Even though some of them say they may have top grade education, but education doesn't cushion anything. Education doesn't soften anything. It's a hell of a blow when you're getting hit by nature. Nature got one of the biggest fists and one of the biggest clubs to hit you with. It will knock you out.
Earth will be there. Earth will be there to catch us when we fall. Earth will be there. Earth will be there, whether it's the water or the land. Earth will be there like outstretched hands to catch us when we fall. Please, children, remember this. Who gonna catch her? Who gonna catch her? Who's gonna catch you when you fall? No matter how far. Who's gonna catch? Who's gonna catch? Who's gonna catch you? You fall.
gonna catch you? Who's gonna catch you? Who's gonna catch you when you fall? Earth will be there. Earth will be there. Still going around. Still going around.
Twirling, tumbling through space, I'm falling, I'm coming. I think about my grandmother's hands, deep in red earth. I think about the strength of my grandmother's hands, holding it all, the weight of it all. I'm coming. How soft is the landing I'm coming? Is it soft like cotton? Is it soft like new plantations? How soft is the landing I'm coming? I am thinking about my grandmother's hands. Deep, deep, deep in Alabama dirt. Deep, deep, the winds of change returning, returning. I think about my grandmother's heart, the weight of it all. How soft is the landing? Earth will be there.
If mother's not there, grandmother's not there. If father's not there, if grandfather's not there, who's gonna catch you? Who's gonna catch you? Who's gonna catch you? When you fall. Who's gonna catch you? Who's gonna catch us? Who's gonna catch us? Who's gonna catch you? Who's gonna catch you? Who's gonna catch you? Who's gonna catch you? When we fall. Who's gonna catch you?
Lonnie Holly with More Mother, the track Earth Will Be There from the album Oh Me Oh My, which came out in 2023. So you've now heard three selections from my conversation with Lonnie. I have one left. It's short, but I think it's important. What he was weaving in throughout our conversation was what he seems to always be talking about and running after, which is what all this art making that he does constantly and consistently is all about, what he's running after, why he's doing it. So let me play this quickly, and then we're going to roll right into a pretty tremendous track that I think plays off of what Lonnie's talking about, called How Far Is Spaced Out. Here's Lonnie Holly on Understanding.
We figured it out. And just as sure as the both of us are sitting here, and you say, Mr. Holly, help me figure this out. Help me get my audience to have a better understanding itself, the better understanding is what? Physician, heal thyself. Physician, help thyself. Humans, help yourself. Help each other. If something comes along and tears something down, be like a bunch of ants. Come together and rebuild your mound so quick you think overnight. And I've done this on purpose. I stepped on anthills just to see. Overnight, I came back. That's the way I played. I played with crawfish holes, tadpoles, minnows, worms. I watched how fast a worm could crawl. It didn't have no legs. It didn't. I never saw any eyes or nothing. I was always trying to figure out how do a worm eat. I never saw its mouth at all. I was trying to figure out. That's at 5 years old. Maybe at 2 years old when I learned to really, really get out and crawl around and learn, because I'm sure I was a bad little. They probably would have said he was a menace. He probably said he was a menace because I was just my curiosity was like that. I was wearing everything on the top of my shoulder. Everything. I put it right up there in my memory bank. Boom, 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 boom. How does that work? How did that work? I'm figuring it out like my grandpa. My mama's daddy, he was a figure of mine. He like, wow. Daddy was a figure. And I had to figure out why were I from that family manner. I'll sing it to them the very best that I can. And sometime when I get to singing, I can't help but to cry.
I've been thinking and thinking and I'm thinking and thinking and I'm thinking and thinking how far is space time? I remember playing and playing and playing and playing. How far played and played, I used to play and play, never got tired of playing. How far is spaced out? Until I got in this band, I got off in this band, I was playing and playing and playing and playing. How far?
I was in this band, I was doing all the as you breeze my head. You're so spaced out. How far? I gotta run. I'm trying to drown my tears off an alcohol. I got beer, and champagne and whiskey too.
Baby, what?
How far?
That's Lonnie Holly here on Ginger Radio Hour, live from the ICRA studio on WGXC 90.7 FM. A little more from Lonnie Holly in a bit. But first, a real treat, a world premiere. So let me set this up. So as I said, Lonnie and I spoke for about 50 minutes. And we did it over Zoom. He was in a hotel room in Boston. I was in my apartment. And as I tend to do it when I'm talking to somebody on a video call, I was trying as much as I could, and I can stare, so I can do this pretty well, to look deep into Lonnie's eyes. For me, when I'm on these video chats, it's important to me. And the only way, of course, to do that is to stare deep into that little light on your laptop. So sometimes it can feel false as you just stare into the light. But not with Lonnie. Lonnie looked right back at me. He had that stare, reminding me a bit of my mom. And I really felt like we connected. And I felt like we could have spoken all afternoon. I also think Lonnie would be the perfect radio DJ. He has a deep connection to radio. Man, he could come in here and spend the whole day just riffing, rapping, as he says, and making connections. That's what really impressed me about Lonnie. He can make connections on all sorts of levels and then take that and make it into his art. So I had 50 minutes. I felt like I needed to do as much creative improvisation with it as I could. So I turned to my friend Manny, who's a musician among many other things, and I said, here's 50 minutes of a conversation with Lonnie Holly. Can you make some music out of this? Can you make a remix out of Lonnie's words? And here's what Manny did.
I was wearing everything on the top of my shoulder. Everything. I put it right up there in my memory bank. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Music is that little boy on the corner saying extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, listen. All
listen. Listen to the earthquake. Listen to the hard falling of the rain that is going to flood our town. Listen to those that have given you the information of what's going down.
Manny made you move. Happy birthday, Lonnie Holly. Happy 74th. That was a world premiere track here on WGXC by Manny Fidel. He's so many things. He is the ultimate multi-hyphenate in all the best ways. Manny's a journalist. He's a commentator for MSNBC. He makes music, obviously. He's writing a book, part of which he wrote right here in the Catskills. And when that book comes out, he'll be here to tell you so much more about it. And he also has a podcast, and he's working on a podcast, and he's doing that with some other friends of ours, Devin and Noah. And you can already hear some of the work they've done. And so here's how you do that. They came up with this incredible web address, MannyNoahDevin.com. The link will be in the show notes, and everything is always on Ginger Radio Hour on Tumblr. You can find all the tracks, all the information, and more about Manny as well. So creativity is in the air, and Lonnie does that, and I appreciate that. So let's hear some more from Lonnie Holly here on Ginger Radio Hour.
Can't you find your kindness? Can't you find your kindness? Your soul's on the road, I know. Most of the time it was in their dream. Most of the time it was in their dream. Most of the times it was on their knees. Mm-hmm.
telling me not to cry, because I was a little baby.
could work them. If I could work them. If I could fix them somehow. If I could put them together where humans could understand me. If these earthly things could judge me, yeah, yeah, for what I see, for what I allow them to be, yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought about all my earthly friends. I thought about all. What kind of mind I have, what kind of sight I have, what I wanted to do. I said, hey, hey, Bill, to most of all, I call him William, William Arnett. I said, if these things could judge me, if these things could judge me, then let them be my judge. Let them be my judge. If these earthly things, if these earthly things, from the earth around me, from deep let them be my judge. Hey, William. Hey, William. Hey, William. Let him be my judge. Take them under your wing. Be like an angel in the midst of them. God over me, protect them every day. If these things can judge me,
this is Ginger Radio Hour. That's Lonnie Holly. Ever since we played the world premiere of what I'm calling the Lonnie Extravaganza, the phone line's been blowing up. I've been getting emails, texts, WhatsApps, carrier pigeons approaching the windows here. Everybody wants to hear it one more time. So that's just what I'm going to do. Here's Manny Fidel's Lonnie Extravaganza. This has been Ginger Radio Hour. Thank you for listening.
I was wearing everything on the top of my shoulder. Everything. I put it right up there in my memory bank. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom,
Music is that little boy on the corner saying extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, listen, all about it. Listen to what it's all about. Listen, listen to the earthquake. Listen to the hard falling of the rain that is gonna flood our town. Listen to those that have given you the information of what's going down.